morning. Preacher Nation, they're so proud. I'm doing it old school. It's on paper. No iPads. Right. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, I come to you in the sweet and precious name of Jesus. Lord, I just praise you for each and everything you're going to do here today. Lord, I just ask you to take every word I say that it be of you and not of me, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to move in a mighty way in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. I would like to start with a question today. Do you know that Jesus loves you? The question is not, do you love Jesus? Do you know that Jesus loves you? Several years ago, I had to travel for work, and I had to fly into Dallas, Texas. And as I was looking out the window at the beautiful sky and the clouds, and as we descended, I looked down on the earth, and it looked like a patchwork quilt. The greens and the blues and the browns, and as we got closer, it became trees and gardens and fields. And as we got closer, I could see these little, look like Monopoly pieces that look like houses. And as the plane got closer to the ground, these pieces became skyscrapers and businesses and houses. And I remember looking out the window, and I thought, the world is so big. And I felt so small. I thought, how could a God that made this love me? Several years later, God called me and Donnie into ministry. And the night that he called me, I was on the floor literally with my face in the Bible. And I was like, God, do you know who you're calling? Do you know me? And he took me to Jeremiah where he told Jeremiah, I knew you in the womb. A God that spoke the universe into creation knows me. I said, Lord, I don't bring nothing to the table. I don't have talents. I don't have money. And I am not smart. So, you're calling me? You know me? Several years passed. And we started helping Eddie Thomas and Linda with the nursing home ministry. The song that I want to talk about today was one that those people loved because they got what it meant. The song is a song that most of us have learned as a child. Most of us in this room probably can say it word for word. And it's, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sins. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus, that this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. What a wonderful song that we teach our children. The song was wrote in 1859 by a lady named Anna Warner. The lyrics appeared as a poem in a book, in a novel called Staying Sealed. She wrote this song, or this poem, for a dying child. To me, the song is powerful if you listen to the words. See, I can accept that Jesus loves David. I can accept that he loves you, Pat. I can accept that he loves you, Randy. But I had a hard time accepting that he loved me. See, I know my heart. I know my sins. I know my mistakes. I know my flaws. How can He love me? I know my weaknesses. I know my shortcomings. They are many. But the Bible tells me that He loves me. Verse 1 of the song goes, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. I believe this first verse was wrote to the dying child. You might be here this morning facing death. Are you in a bad situation where you feel weak? Or you've come through a bad season? Or you're in a bad place? See, I just came through a bad season losing my parents. And I promise you, I was weak, but He was strong. And every step of that journey that I walked through, He carried me. Psalms 46:1 tells us, God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. He was there, and He carried me. There are many verses in the Bible that tells of His love. Christ also loved the children. We are His children. There's a story in the gospel where the people are bringing the children to Christ. Luke 18:16-17 tells us, but Jesus called the children to Him and said, let the little children come to Me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not no wise enter therein. We have to receive Christ as a child. Without prejudice, without vanity, without pride, with meekness and humility. A childlike innocence. A childlike faith. A faith that God can do anything. Matthew 19:14-15 says, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto Me, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. And He laid His hands on them and departed thus. This is powerful. Jesus placed His hands on these children. The King of Kings, the One that spoke the universe into existence. The Messiah. He placed His hands on these children. Are we here today? Do we need a touch from our Savior? From the King of Kings. He placed His hands on those children. The children were just ordinary children, just like ours. There was nothing special about them. Just like us. Ordinary people. He took the time out of His day to stop and call those children to Him. Just like He does us. He calls us to Him. All we have to do is receive it. To receive His love and His grace and His mercy. Just like a child. Like a little one. A weak one. Not to make it complicated. To put all these rules on it. Just to receive it. Verse 2 of the song goes, Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sins. Let His child come in. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Like I told you earlier, we had the opportunity to work with Eddie and Linda at a nursing home ministry. The residents at that home had disabilities from head traumas to Alzheimer's to nervous breakdowns. But they understood. We had a lady that was in the final stages of Alzheimer's, and she would sit all day and she would just rock and back and forth, rock and back and forth. She couldn't talk. They had to feed her. Pastor Eddie would sing this song and her eyes would light up and she would sing it word for word. She understood the meaning of this song. We had another lady, she was blind and she had hearing aids and her little arm was deformed and she was in a wheelchair. And she would stand up out of that wheelchair and she would raise her little arms and she would sing this song. And God would fill it. She understood the meaning of this song. We had another lady who was schizophrenic and bipolar, and she would come early to the room that they had set up, and me and Don would be there setting up chairs, and her imaginary friends would be on the back row. She'd sit there and have a conversation with them. And Pastor Eddie would start the service, and he would say, "Do you want to sing?" And she would get up, and she would sing this song, and the presence of the Lord was there so strong that she couldn't do nothing but sit there and cry. She understood the meaning of this song. God showed us time and time again at the nursing home that it doesn't matter what state our mind is or our body is, that He loves us. And all we have to do is receive that love. The second verse goes, "He who died, heaven's gates to open wide, He will wash away my sins. Let the child come in." 2 Peter 1:11 says, "And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." I believe today that these three ladies are in heaven. I believe that He opened the gates and let them come in. I believe death was defeated, a sinner was set free, and their bodies was made whole. Romans 5:6 tells us, when we are utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for our sins. God demonstrates His love by sending Christ to die in our place. He paid the price for us, for me, on the cross. Yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, He loves me. Verse 3 goes like this. "Jesus, this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, and I will henceforth live for thee." Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. This morning I ask God to make my heart pure and holy. Psalms 51:10, King David is saying, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." King David is saying, a new heart. Make a radical change in my heart and my spirit so I can have fellowship with you, God. So I can have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. There was a lady named Shirley Pendle in Eddie's ministry. She loved the Lord with all of her heart. She had a heart for God, and all she wanted to do was to serve Him. She did everything in her power to serve the Lord because of that radical change that had been made so many years before. We had the opportunity to take Miss Shirley to the beach. And she was like 78, and bless her little heart, she was on a walker. But she wanted to go to the beach. We took her down to the beach, and she wanted to pick up seashells. And they were seashells all over that beach, most I'd ever seen. So she'd take her little walker, and she would walk, and she'd pick up shells. And she'd walk, and she'd pick up shells. And she'd got a good ways away from us. And Don and Eddie was fishing, and me and Linda were sitting there in the chair. And she got a good ways, and she motioned for somebody to come. Don said, "Hey, I'll take her bag. She's probably got her shells, got a bag full." And she gets down there. You got the picture? She gets down there and she says, "I know God loves me because he just told me so." We cried. She passed away several years later, and her family gave Don this shell. And it's a reminder of who she was, and that a God that spoke the universe in this instance knew she needed to know that he loved her. We have that shell in a little display cabinet, and it's a reminder to us that if we keep searching and we keep serving him, that he will love us if we love him. John 3:16 tells us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As these ladies come and do the final song, all we need to do is believe that Jesus loves us. The truth of Christ's love is simple, but we make it difficult. We make it complicated. It is provided to us by faith, which is provided by God. This faith is a relationship, a commitment, a devotion. We can find comfort in his love and his grace and his mercy because of his death and his resurrection. If you are here this morning, and you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, I ask you to look at it, to receive it. These altars are open. In Jesus' name.